Social Blend is in partnership with Goalie Gummies. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie. I'm a simple man, don't wanna complicate. Okay, I'm sick. If you cannot hear it, it's horrible. Guys, I am not okay. No, I'm fine. But, like, a lot has happened. I know I was supposed to do an episode last Friday, and then I knew I was supposed to do an episode the week before that and the week before that. I've not been on in 3 weeks. This is crazy. But I have a good explanation. I have been so busy lately, just, like, with different events going on. Like, I have so many parties in 1 week and in 1 weekend. And then I have my other stuff that I have going on with life. It's just like, I can't. I'm like, this is exhausting. So, I'm finally back. I'm so happy. But I'm, like, not. I have, like, a little cold. That's another reason why I did not do an episode last week. Because I had this tingle in my throat. I was like, something is going on. Like, I'm not okay. But it has not gone away. I actually feel worse now than I did before. And then I bit my tongue. I literally bit my tongue. So now, like, I try to talk normal, but I don't think I am. So, yeah, I am not okay. Also, on top of that, no, I'm okay. I have to keep telling myself, like, stop saying that. Like, stop saying I'm not okay. Say, I'm good. I'm great. But I'm having some, I don't know. I don't know what to say. Anyway, I did not do well for Black Friday. Number one, I always make it about myself and I buy myself all these things. What am I doing? Then I spend too much money and I'm like, what the hell is going on? And then I'm like, wait, I've always wanted this. I always want it. And that's the thing of becoming an adult, is that you get to a point where, like, you make good money, like, you have no children, you have no house, so you kind of are just like, you know what, I'm gonna splurge and go crazy. So I don't hate it that I do this, but at the same time, I hate it because I shouldn't be doing this and going so off the rails. But one thing I will say, I wanted a new Apple Watch. Why are they $700? Why is an Apple Watch $700? There's something wrong. It shouldn't be that way. And I wanted the new one. Like, I'm not going to get the old version just because it's a little cheaper. So, Apple Watch did not make it this year on my list, but it's okay. I'm all right with it and I move forward. Also, what have I been doing? Oh my God, lately I have been, I don't know what is wrong with me. I have been making registries for a housewarming party for a house I don't have. I have been seeing so many, like, cute furniture pieces. I love a good accent chair, like, in a house. And I love, like, two chairs and a table in the middle. Love that aesthetic. I'm obsessed with that. So the day I have my house, I will be all set. I will know everything that has to go in it. Can't wait. But, yeah, so Thanksgiving was incredible. I got to spend it with my family. It was a lot of fun. Very, like, peaceful. Very fun. We laughed the whole time. And that's always the best when it comes to holiday get-togethers and stuff like that. What else did I do? Oh, I went to... The night before Thanksgiving, I went to a local bar, and I always told myself, I'll never be that person where I'm just, like, going to a bar, like, where in my town, like, I never want to be that person. There I was, that person. It was fun. I got to see people I haven't seen in a long time. It was great, but I witnessed almost a shootout. Wait, I shouldn't even say Wait, maybe I shouldn't even say that. But, okay, people got drunk. They started, like, arguing. I was in the smokers area. Why? I don't even smoke. But I was with friends. And they started arguing. I'm like, oh, my God. Really? Like, it was about the dumbest thing. And then all of a sudden, it got all serious. And then the guy went to his car. I swear I saw a gun. But I'm like, I said it. And everyone's like, shh, don't say that. If you. And I was like, no, no, no. I always have, like, good vibes. Like, I feel energy. And I feel like I always know what's going to happen. Like, I know scenarios. And I know when things are about to get bad. So, I felt that immediately. Everyone's like, no, no, no. Is it called intuition? Intuition? Whatever. So, all of a sudden, this guy comes back to the people that he was fighting with. And he shows them the gun. At the end, it ended up being a BB gun. But still, I was like, oh, it is a gun? I'm like, oh my gosh. They get into a fight. The guy goes back to his car. So, that's why I knew. I was like, all right, so it's not a real gun. Or he's just like all talk. He goes to his car. He starts to leave. The guy grabs rocks and starts throwing it at the car. I'm like, this is where I leave. I can't do this. So the guy gets out of his car, grabs the drink that was on one of the ledges outside, and starts throwing it at the guy. I'm that kind where if I have a cute outfit on that day and I'm looking good, there is no way in hell that you are getting 1 ounce of a drink on me. There's no way. So I leave. I run. My friend is, like, still out there watching this happen. I was like, can you come in? Can you just come in, please? She's like, no, I'm good. I'm like, all right, cool. So we're all dying tonight. Cool. Anyway, cops come. They get into a fight, fist fight. The one girl gets punched in the throat. Chaos. Guy gets arrested. Girl goes in an ambulance. That's where I wrap my night up. Because I'm like, I don't have time to be with trash. Like, I consider myself classy. I will have fun. I love to go party. You may see me on a table at a bar in, like, Nashville. But I'm classy at the end of the day. So if I see stuff like that, that's trashy to me. Like, I'm done. Like, I'm leaving. So other than that, it was very nice, though. I got to see people I haven't seen in a long time. Case closed. Next. But yeah, Thanksgiving was a lot of fun. It was very nice. I got to see my family. We all got to get together, hang out, talk. It was a lot of fun. Okay, stop right there. You know what I'm about to say, and you know what I'm about to spew, and it's all the truth. Goalie Gummy is that gummy. Goalie does so much for our bodies. They help with immune health, heart health, energy metabolism. Don't forget digestion, which is my favorite for the apple cider vinegar. But Goalie has now expanded into so much more. They have the ashwagandha gummies, the sleep gummies, the super fruit gummies, the super green gummies, which are my favorite. And they now have like a multivitamin. They have an energizer. So Goalie is so much more than just the apple cider vinegar that it once was. I want to help you be a part of our family at Goalie Gummies. So today, if you go to goalie.com and use my promo code GSTILLWELL at checkout, which is GSTILWELL at checkout, you will get a percentage off. Now, here's the catch. Follow me on Instagram at @GeorgeStillwell_, and I will post weekly on a percentage that you could get off your Goalie gummies. It could be 5%, 10%, 20%, 30%, or more. So you have to follow me to get these fun deals, but you will always get at least 10% off with my code. So run, don't walk, as I always say, and get your Goalie gummies today. Also, this weekend, I got to see, it was the Lindsay Lohan, Christmas movie on Netflix. What is this movie called? Falling for Christmas. Guys, it was so good. It was such a good document. My mom's like crying, bawling her eyes out. I want to watch it to support Lindsay Lohan, see how she was, especially this is her first show, like, movie back acting. She did incredible. 10 out of 10. The movie was good. The plot was stunning. It was just a really good movie, especially with, like, Christmas. So I definitely recommend that. That's on Netflix. Then we watched A Christmas Story Christmas. That's with, that was, like, that old movie where it was, like, with the fragile lamp lady thing, the leg lamp. That was really good, too. They really gave shout-outs to all the actors that have passed. So that was a great movie. It was like Ralphie coming back home after 40 years. So there were, like, the actors from the original movie were in this movie, too. The only people that were missing was the dad who passed away in real life. And then also, the mom did not come back, but she is still alive. So that is on HBO Max, though. So you have to have an HBO Max membership to watch that. But I do recommend it. It was so good. Next, we have... What do we have? Oh, Selena Gomez. I watched her documentary. I got Apple TV, like, a trial run, I guess, for, like, 2 months. Because I'm going to see an artist. I don't think I'm going to say it yet. But I'm going to see someone soon. And because I bought their ticket, I got Apple TV, like, for 2 months. So I'm like, oh my god, you know what? I wanted to see the Selena Gomez documentary because I always liked Selena. I liked her music, blah, blah. Guys, this documentary made her look so bad. Like, watching her in this, first of all, her friends are wild. Like, her friends are not her friends. They're, like, odd. Then she talks wild all the time. Like, I'm like, I don't know who this person is. And then I feel like she wanted this documentary to, like, make people feel bad for her, but I feel like it did the complete opposite. And Selena fans, come for me. I really do not care. I am speaking my truth, and the truth is that I just don't think it made her look good or anything, really. It kind of just, like, was like, okay, it came and went, that's it. But I don't know. It was from 2018, I'm going to say, to 2020. They stopped it. And they filmed all that time. So it was her with her Revival tour and then Rare. So, like, Revival is, like, one of my favorites. That is such an incredible album. And Rare is also good, but not, like, a favorite. But just seeing her, like, oh my god, I don't know what she was trying to do. Like, I almost feel bad for her that didn't go her way, because I'm, like, watching it, like, ooh, like, this did not make her look good. And, like, she went to go visit friends in her town where she used to live, and, like, they were like, oh my god, thank you for coming. But they were, like, confused, because they're like, I haven't seen you in a while, and you just show up with cameras. So I don't know, it was all over the place. It was like, oh, it was good, but I don't know. Honestly, I was just happy I got to hear Revival songs, like Same Old Love, like, all bops. I still love Selena Gomez as an artist with her music. Oh, another thing, she cannot sing to save her life. Poor thing. But it's okay. I know a lot of people can't nowadays and they don't sing their songs, but I'm just like, if you're going to be on TV and you're going to film for a show, make sure your vocals are there, or make sure at least you're hiding, like, your real vocals, because she did a mic check and I was like, there's no way she just allowed that to stay on camera. But other than that, it was okay. It was, you know, watch me listen to this back and I was like, it was good. And then I'm like, it's okay. But I don't know. And I don't want to say crazy things and then have everyone try to cancel me. But whatever. I still like her. Her music's great. Love her music. I just think artists have to really watch when they are doing documentaries, that sometimes they are so what's that word? They're so far gone from the real world that when they think they're doing something clever, it comes off like you're trying too hard. So, I don't know. Honestly, let me know what you think of it, and we'll go from there. Lastly, we have Taylor Swift, Chaos. Her concert, Chaos. Her album, Midnights, came out. Incredible, stunning, a classic. I loved every single song from it. Well, not every single song, but I liked most of the album. And nowadays, it's so hard to like most of an album. So when you do like an album, you're like, whoa, this went off. So, this was the tour where I was like, you know what? I'm going to go see her because a friend of mine wanted to also go and see her. So I was like, you know what? Since you want to go, I actually also want to see her. I wanted to see her for 1989 and Reputation, but I wasn't like that kind of a fan back then. Like, I liked her music and all, but I was just like, I could pass going to see her. But with this album, I was like, I'm dying to go and see it, especially like Antihero. Oh my God, loved it. So we go and we are on Ticketmaster and we're like, let's sign up for it. So we sign up for the whole entire thing, right? We do the whole pre-sale and they're like, okay, we're going to email you that day. We're all excited. We're getting ready. We're like, the second we go in, we're going to go for those tickets. Where we figured out what sections we want. Like, we want in this area, at this place, in this, you know, section, blah, blah, blah. The day comes, the day goes, we don't get a code for the pre-sale. So we're like, great, cool. Then the pre-sale day comes. The whole Ticketmaster crashes. We're like, what is going on? Sorry, I need a drink. After that, we're like, all right. They have the, oh my God, what card is it? Capital One. They have the Capital One credit card. So we're like, okay, this is what we're going to do. We are going to steal someone's Capital One credit card. No, we didn't do that. But we are like, we need to find someone with the Capital One credit card. Luckily enough, we found like three people we know that has a Capital One credit card. So we're like, we promise we will pay you back the second we buy these tickets. So we get all of these credit cards, right? We get three credit cards from people we know. We wait for the day. We put in the card, blah, blah, blah. We're so excited. We're like, we're going to get this. The queue comes on at 2 p.m. It was supposed to be 12. And then they canceled it and said, oh, we're going to move it to 2. So the queue comes on for 2 p.m. I get in the queue. It takes 2 hours to get through, right? So I'm waiting. I'm like, this is crazy. I'm about to get it. I have to make sure I stay on. No interruptions. I don't want anybody talking to me during this time. All of a sudden, the queue ends. And it says, sorry, you can't get any tickets. What? There is no way. Oh my God. I was like, you gotta be kidding me. I felt like I missed out on seeing the Queen. Like, I felt like I will never see a show again. And I was like, I am boycotting Ticketmaster for the rest of my life. I bought tickets the next day. Alexa, stop. Alarm just went off. Anyway, so I then am like, this is not okay. But I knew my other friend also was in the queue. So I was like, maybe she got them. We go look, nothing. It does the same thing. Ticketmaster was a scam. I cannot believe that this has happened. So this is what I believe happened, okay? And this is all alleged. I don't want to get sued by Ticketmaster. This is all just alleged and a prediction. I think Ticketmaster buys their own tickets that they put on sale. Then they market them on their other sites that they own or that they have deals with. And then they jack up the prices. From there, we, the people, are forced to buy those tickets. So then we're stuck in a situation where it's like, well, Ticketmaster sold out completely. So now we have to buy these tickets. So that is my prediction. we'll see what happens, but it's just, it's honestly disgusting because I know people that have loved Taylor Swift forever, and they have not gotten tickets. These people that I know that have loved Taylor Swift forever have not gotten tickets. So then Taylor posts like 2 days later and she goes, well, it goes without saying that I'm extremely protective of my fans. We've been doing this for decades together. And over the years, I bought so many elements of my career in-house. I don't know what this means. I've done this specifically to improve, she said, specifically, all in caps, to improve the quality of my fans' experience by doing it myself with my team who cares as much about the fans as I do. It is really difficult for me to trust an outside entirely with these relationships and loyalties. And excruciating for me to just watch mistakes happen with no remorse. These are multitude of reasons why people had such a hard time trying to get tickets, and I'm trying to figure out how the situation can be improved moving forward. I'm not going to make excuses for anyone because we asked them multiple times if they could handle this kind of demand, and we were assured they could. It's truly amazing that 2.4 million people got tickets, but it really pisses me off that a lot of them feel like they went through several bear attacks to get them. To those who didn't get tickets, all I could say is that my hopes is to provide more opportunities for us to get all together and sing those songs. Thank you for wanting me to be there. You have no idea how much that means to me. So, it was cute. But, I was like, okay, that's it? So, whatever. We will see what happens. At the end of the day, listen, she wants her money as much as we want to go to these shows. And if you think for 1 second she's devastated that you didn't get a ticket, like, you're sadly mistaken. She's just happy that the concert sold out. And I would too. I'd be like, you know what? Whatever. The concert sold out. Like, who really cares? But it's just sad that fans that have known her and loved her for all these years can't go. Little old me, who liked her since Red, like, relax. Like, relax, George. Like, you're not going to see her. Big deal. I was devastated. I acted like I liked her since she came out for Speak Now, whatever her first album was. But at the end of the day, there's going to be more opportunities unless she's dead. But I don't see that happening. So there will be more moments and more times. Yeah. Tragic. Tragic, but it happened and that's it. Last, I wanted to talk about Todd and Julie Chrisley go to jail. I can't believe it. Oh my God. Chrisley does not know best because they did not know that these allegations were going to land them in jail for 12 and 7 years. I can't believe it. So yeah, all of this. Now, when this was going on, I think it was during COVID where it was like Todd and Julie Chrisley IRS troubles, and then they're like, they brought themselves in to face charge. I'm like, what is this? It's true, guys. And guess what? They just got sentenced the other day. Todd Chrisley was sentenced to 12 years in prison. And then Julie Chrisley, his wife, was sentenced to 7 years. This is so sad. So Grayson and then their son's child are going to be in custody with their daughter, and it's just really, really sad. So it says, the reality TV couple was convicted in June of running a years-long fraud scheme. So I guess what they were doing was saying, like, the show was making us money, but our businesses are failing. So then they would be bailed out in those instances, but at the end of the day, they were making money both ways. So it was like, it was a big scam. Anyway, the attorney also was involved in this throughout the years. And their attorney was sentenced to 36 months in prison for his role in the scheme. So that's, I don't know how many years that is. That's 3 years, I think. 3.5 years. So Yeah, this is chaos. Like, I feel bad for the children. I do not feel bad for the older kids because they know their part in this scheme. They knew what was going on. Now, his oldest daughter that no one sees, she, like, is anti all of them because when the show started, they tried to con her and, like, not con her. They tried to bribe her or blackmail. That's the term, blackmail, because she did, like, a sex tape with some bachelor star or something, and the doggy cam got them on video, so they literally were like, we will put this out, do it for your family so we can make money. And she's like, no, I'm not doing this. Like, this is horrible. This is my life. So she stopped talking to them ever since then. Wild, wild shit. This is crazy. I don't even know what to say because, like, we watched them on TV. I knew something was up with that freaking family because they would go from house to house and, like, it would be a big house, then it would be, like, a little smaller, then, like, a huge house, and then a little smaller, and they would just go on and on with this. So I always feel like that's a red flag. Like, when these people move and then they're, like, just renting constantly and, like, it's fishy. So it's wild. But yeah, like, I don't know what to say. I just feel bad for the young kids. Because now, like, that's a long time. Like, these kids are going to almost be 30 when they get out of jail. Well, not Julie. When Julie, they'll be in their 20s. But for the father, oh my gosh, I don't even know what's going to happen. But listen, We'll see if they really get that time, because I know sometimes they get out early, but this is chaos. All right, thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in this week. I'm sorry about my voice. It probably sounds horrible. I'm all, like, nasally and congested, and I can't. And then I bit my tongue. I'm like, what is going on? What is wrong with me? But I do want to end the week, of course, with a quote of the week. So a lot has been going on, and I really feel like I am gaslit all the time. And I don't know if it's on purpose or just by accident or just the way people think I'm okay with stuff. But I saw this quote, and I absolutely loved it. So the quote of the week is, manipulation is when they blame you for your reaction to their disrespect. Let's read that again. Manipulation is when they blame you for your reaction to their disrespect. Stunning, incredible. Do I even have to say more? Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in this week. And tune in next week for an all-new episode. Bye.